Hello, my friends. I am the tourist. I've been traveling along America for the past 14 years, I think, and I finally found peace. It's taken me a long time, but I finally done it. It's taken me years to find a place to settle down. And I think this little town in northern Ohio is my place. Wellington is its name. Some know it as sanctuary, others know it as a hellhole. I came at a good time, supplies were high, and they let me in. But some people aren't that fortunate. Some people don't get in. And it's quite sad sometimes. I get in. This is where I'm recording from. In a podcast, just in case I turn into one of them more, because people remember me more. Maybe not, but people remember me as one thing, the tourist. It's what I'm most infamous for. I have been the tourist for so long. Well, it's not really something I call myself, it's what others call me. It's my calling card. I'm an outlaw in these parts. Well, not Ohio, but down south, people know me and fear me. I took down at least 7 different corporation gangs 15 years ago when Walker started in Roman, things like that. Well, it started off. I was just a normal guy. I worked in a lumber shop. It wasn't great, wasn't bad. It was okay. I was earning okay money, lived in an okay house, okay car, didn't have a wife or kids, but I knew what to fight. I'd taken skill training a long time ago, back in my old town. Well, I moved to Seattle when I got older, but I used to live in a small town in Washington. It was a nice old town, comfortable, lots of space for people. Sad I had to say goodbye to it. It was a Tuesday for me when zombies started roaming. I finished off work driving home. I decided to drive through the city because, well, it's just what we do sometimes. Drove through the city so far that, well, I went to reach the other side. I got a milkshake and drove back through the other side. I went right past the big buildings, you know. Massive ones like the Google building they have out there and the Seattle Space Needle. Past all of them. That's when I saw it. I saw my first ever walker. I rammed it right through the road. His guts, brains went everywhere. After that, I could hear gunfire. Helicopter crashed into a massive building. Just stuff wouldn't happen. I know I had guns at home. I had a 9mm pistol and a 12-gauge shotgun. I had these as protection matters. Not that I'd afford I'd use them, but they came in handy. I also grabbed an axe because, remember, I used to work in a lumber shop. I had quite an extensive collection of axes. That's when I went. Got all my food, got a backpack, some clothes. I rang my mom, but she didn't answer. I knew my sister, my brother, they both had families of their own. I went, got in my car, and I drove 2 hours back to my brother's farm. He had a farm. He was a lot older than me, about 6 years. He loved farm life. When I got there, his wife was dead. She was a walker. I had to shoot her. It's pretty grim, actually, thinking about it. He was alive, holding a shotgun, didn't think it was me. He got in my car with his 6-year-old daughter, screaming their heads off, crying. I told him to calm down, but they wouldn't. Gave her some food, settled her down, but she wouldn't. Getting out of Seattle was pretty hard. Going about an hour back, it was really hard. I checked the radio stations, National Guard were coming in. By morning, that had all failed. I check the radio, all blank, most of them blank anyway, when you're out in the springs. Well, that's what I thought anyway. There was still a couple on. Most of these people did their radios in shacks. That's it, really. The National Guard had one last approach going to Seattle. It failed. They pushed a base back. And pushed the base back into the next state. And that's where we went. It took us hours, but we made it to California. That's where their base was. On the way, we met walkers, lots of them, hordes. Well, they already our idea of meeting the base. What the hell, when we got near? You see, they decided to do it a couple miles out from San Francisco. See, that didn't go too well, did it? It took us nearly a week to get there. Zombies, walkers, they were all in our way. Some bashing, slashing, and I met another man, Andrew Phillips. He was a nice guy. Useless, but he was smart, not like me and my brother. Could fight, he couldn't. But we made it. Your base was getting overrun. We had to make a decision to help them or not, and sometimes in hard times like this, we didn't. But it cost my brother. He went to help. He said he had nothing to lose. He took my shotgun, shot the hell out of them. Andrew drove off and he was scared. Didn't know what to do. He drove off. He took my car, took guns, weapons, all everything that was inside of my backpack. It was all gone. Me and his daughter hid. We hid. About 2 hours. I found the shotgun in my brother's dead body. He was ripped to pieces. There was no way he could turn into a walker at that point. I could hear moans coming out of his mouth, but he was too far gone. I stomped on his head just to make sure he was really gone, not running it. Me and his daughter got in. Me and his daughter went an hour's hike. We went far. It was hot, cold, sweaty, not what we wanted. Then we found my car. The guy inside of it, Andrew Phillips, was in a shop. I went up to him and I said, "What the hell was that?" He pulled a knife out on me. I put it down and told her to hide. I got stabbed. He cut my arm, stabbed my arm. I was bleeding, but I grabbed the knife off him and stuck it in his neck. So far that he died instantly. I thought that was it. I thought he was dead. I didn't know much about the walkers at that point. I grabbed his daughter. I said, "You okay?" I got some food, got my backpack that he had used. He was wearing my clothes, actually, my trousers. He was wearing my jeans, and I grabbed a couple candy bars and put them in the bag, and that's when he jumped on me. He jumped my leg. Luckily enough, I had enough time to stab him with a hatchet. You're wondering where I got the hatchet from? It's on the side of my back. Stabbed him in the head. He wasn't dead, so I kept hitting him with it. And surely enough, he was dead. One thing I didn't know at the time, but I was immune to these things. They bite me, but nothing would happen. So it was in my favor. I'm not exactly immune, you see. They can bite me, but the poison, whatever they give out when they bite people, doesn't instantly kill me. It takes time. But time is sometimes the death of people. After that, got back in the car. Heated up a bit. He'd actually restocked it full. We had a full tank. The battery was dead. That's why he'd stopped there. He was looking for a battery.